Time once again for some sports, and once again we turn to Sal Masekela. Sal's a basketball analyst for ABC and ESPN, and he's the host of ESPN's X Games, and you should mark that because this week the X Games are happening. Sal, first of all, explain the X Games just as simply as you can in case people haven't seen them on ESPN.
Well, the X Games, Alex, are 6 days of competition in skateboarding, BMX, freestyle motocross, surfing, and the aggressive inline disciplines.
Now, other sports people sometimes call these fringe sports. They don't even know what BMX is. So are these fringe sports? What is the impact of these sports, and who's following them so avidly?
Well, I think the impact of the sports is that they're more lifestyle activities than they are sports, per se. You don't have to get on the team in order to be an active participant or even be considered good. I mean, there's 10 million kids in this country that are playing baseball, and there's 20 million kids in America that are skateboarders. And when you look at those numbers, it doesn't really sound so fringe after all. I mean, the thing is about these sports is that they really breed sort of a community, you know, and a whole little subculture based on this one activity and the lifestyle that goes with it. And I think that's what's really has a really strong appeal to kids, because they don't have to have someone tell them that, hey, you can get on the team. You go out and you get a skateboard, you get a bike, and you go ride around your neighborhood, and you're going to go hang out with the other kids who do the same thing, and it's a much cooler feel.
To take these kinds of activities, though, and do them as sports. When people think about watching sports, they do think about teams. They think about people in kind of team uniforms and colors, and they think about keeping score in some way. You get the most touchdowns, or you hit the home runs, or you get the ball across the net in some way. That's not what a lot of these sports are about.
For me, I think the best way to explain action sports is it's an artistic form of athletic expression. The athlete's being judged not only on how many maneuvers he can do, but being able to do them with style, with consistency, and that's where the competition comes. He competes more against himself than the other person on the ramp, and it is sport, but it's sport in a way that we're not used to, because we don't have necessarily people going head to head or saying, "Hey, I'm going to take that guy out." It's really about what you do on your best day. Go out there and give it your best performance on that day and have it judged against a series of other performances.
How long have you been covering the X Games for ESPN?
I've been covering the X Games since 1998. The winter of 1998 was my first X Games.
In all that time, you must have gotten to know quite a number of these athletes. What is in it for them? Why are they doing this, these kids?
Well, they're some of the luckiest people in the world. They get paid to skateboard, and they love skateboarding from the bottom of their hearts. They would be skateboarding regardless of if there was an X Games contest or not, but they just happen to be the best guys in the world, and they've been able to, a lot of these guys, take care of themselves. Some guys are going to live for the rest of their life here on Earth and be able to trace everything that they have back to riding a skateboard, and that's pretty cool.
Sal Masekela, sports commentator for Day to Day and host of the X Games and a basketball analyst for ESPN and ABC.